Frosty the Snowman. Frosty the Snowman came to town one bright, cold winter's day. The first real snow of winter had fallen the night before. In the morning, the children came out and they started to roll snowballs. Round and round the snowy yard, they rolled the snowballs. Soon they had two fine big ones. Round and round the yard again, there was a little snowball just the right size for a snowman's head. Billy ran home and brought two pieces of coal to use for the snowman's eyes. Sally gave him a button nose and a funny corncob pipe. Tommy brought floppy galoshes and a scarf for the snowman. And Joe brought him a pair of old red mittens to wear. "Now we need a hat," said Sally and Joe. So they began to look all around. Sally found an old cap, but it didn't look just right. Billy found a battered felt hat, but it didn't seem right. Just then, down the street came the whistling wind, and it blew to their feet a shiny top hat. "Just what we need," cried Sally and Joe. "It's like magic," said Billy and Tommy. It was Tommy who picked up the shiny top hat and put it on the snowman's head. Zing! Tommy's hand sprung back with a shock. "It's magic," gasped Tommy. "So it is," said a voice in a deep, chuckly voice that they had never heard before. "And a pleasant sort of magic, if I do say so myself." "It's the snowman," whispered Sally. And so it was. "Frosty the Snowman, at your service," said he. That's how Frosty the Snowman came alive.